This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number two of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls to start things out. Paula has been waiting patiently in Florida. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've been on the phone all day about this, and the reps are furious.
About what?
About what?
About what's going on.
With what? With the Liberty Dollar?
Furious. Anyway, everybody's
wait,
been told to
Paula,
call their state
of... What's going on with what?
With the coins.
Okay, the Liberty Dollar, which aren't coins. That's a government term. Liberty dollars are silver pieces.
Well, anyway, they were told to call their state attorney's office, the ones that sent money in, you know, to get the coins, and they just took off with it. They said to call their state attorney's office.
Very good. Okay. Is that all you had, Paula?
Anything else? I called my cousin Jim about it, let him know, you know, and I didn't know.
You got to call cousin Jim. I mean, you can't leave him out. Now, here's a question. Julia, you had a question about Paula's family, didn't you?
Right. Paula, you call in so much, I feel almost like I know you a little bit.
She's a celebrity.
I know. I've always wondered, do you have children?
Yes.
How many?
I have four. And
four kids? Good heavens. Are they boys, girls? What's the mix?
Three boys and a girl.
Excellent. What are their ages?
Oh, they're all grown. They're in their 30s.
They coming back there to Florida to visit, or did you move to Florida?
They live here in Florida.
What's that?
They live here in Florida.
They live here in Florida. So, are you from Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
But anyway, we got a hold of all the reps. I mean, they were furious when they heard about this.
I bet they were.
Very good, Paula. And
they got on it right away.
It's important. I guess that could, you know, be helpful, but really what's most helpful, if you were just, you know, if you listened to the first hour, if you missed it, we had Bernard von Nothaus on from the Liberty Dollar following up on the raid earlier this week. And really what would help the most is to go to libertydollar.org and get signed up for the class action lawsuit.
Exactly.
Paula, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And once he gets the contribute link up, which we will let you know, Mark, you're going to have to be in touch with Bernard and we'll let you know as soon as that's available. All he's asking for is $10.
Right. He's got it for me. I would encourage everyone to get involved.
She sure is dedicated, Paula.
Paula.
Paula is a dedicated caller. Is that your New England accent?
I can hear.
All right, 800-259-9231. Speaking of New England, and in a related story to this Liberty Dollar situation, Wednesday, the Liberty Dollar home office was raided. They confiscated all their product, all the gold and silver, and froze their bank accounts. And in a related story, the New Hampshire Union Leader reporting that in Concord, New Hampshire, federal law enforcement officials want to seize the home, bank accounts, and automobile of the owner of three smoke shops in Manchester, Nashua, and Salem.
Smoke shops like...
head shops or smoke shops?
Yeah, or like cigar shops.
That's usually what smoke shop means.
Oh.
But yes, yeah, like a head shop.
Okay.
So apparently...
Did head shops become illegal?
Oh, you didn't know they harass head shop owners.
I know they harass them, but...
Well, let's see what their excuse is here. The U.S. Attorney's Office Civil Division alleges that it's real civil to threaten people for doing a voluntary business. Anyway, they're alleging the three Good Times Smoke Shop and Emporium stores sold illegal drug paraphernalia, and the owner illegally laundered money from the sales by purchasing a new Nissan Quest and a residence at...
That's laundering? Court.
Yeah, how is that laundering? I mean, it's not like he's doing underground business. He's out there in the open with a storefront.
So you are not allowed to buy a car if you're in that
apparently
business?
Not.
Yeah, that's laundering.
Yep. In a
How is he supposed to get around? I need a car to get around.
Supposed to hitch a ride, see?
Apparently.
In a complaint for a forfeiture dated October 3rd and filed in U.S. District Court in Concord, the attorney's office lists items seized in raids in February on the stores by the DEA, as well as $2,000 in cash seized at the Salem store. Among the items confiscated as drug paraphernalia were numerous pipes, bongs, grinders, scales, and false bottom cans. Assistant U.S. Attorney Robert Rybuck said a filing period is currently in effect for anyone with a claim on the property belonging to Shea Beaumont, and in the case of the residents, Michelle Bennett as well. If a claim is filed, the answer has to be filed within the next 20 days. What does that mean? Like somebody else, I guess the feds are taking their property, and so the feds are saying, hey, just to let you know, if you have a claim on it, if this is your property and we've taken it, you've now got 20 days to let us know, otherwise we're going to keep it. Is that what I'm reading? Am I reading that correctly?
I guess. I guess I don't know.
Well, think about it. I mean, if the feds come in and raid your house tonight, Mark, and they take all your stuff and you had something of mine there.
Oh, I see.
They would have to give me the opportunity to get that back.
Makes sense.
And so that's what they're saying. Okay, gotcha. If this was your stuff, you need to let us know, and you've
otherwise,
got 20 days. Because, you know, everybody reads the newspaper, right? Everybody would become aware that the feds are giving you 20 days to get your... Oh, wait, no. Hardly anybody read the papers anymore. So most people, especially people that go and buy things from smoke shops and...
I would say younger generations, not that... I would say that's the primary customer for that, is young, tends to be younger...
The smoke shops.
Younger people. And younger people, they don't read newspapers.
Right. Yeah,
so
they don't.
So, you know, oh, well, I guess you're just SOL if you didn't get their public notice about their little window. The filing would trigger a court proceeding. The DEA began investigating the stores and their owner, Beaumont, in 2005 after entering the Salem store and observing, quote, numerous glass and electric pipes and electric scales, unquote, for sale, but no tobacco products, according to the complaint. I didn't know that was a requirement. I thought that if you were running a head shop, that you just couldn't tell anybody it was for smoking marijuana.
I actually was sort of friendly. I worked at a restaurant. I used to wait on this man who owned a smoke shop down in Florida, and he told me that he did not have anything with a marijuana leaf on it in his store, would not allow it, and you couldn't say the word bong or whatever. Because that was where that was illegal. Once he could prove that it was only for tobacco because he had nothing in his store that was pot-related at all.
But now they're saying that you have to actually sell tobacco in the store in order to, what, make it look like it's more legitimate? I mean, this is just nuts.
Stupid.
According to the complaint, you're going to love this one.
Uh-huh.
According to the complaint, the only products that were primarily intended or designed for use in injecting, ingesting, inhaling, or otherwise introducing marijuana and other controlled substances into the human body.
Injects marijuana.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how out of touch these people are.
They have no idea what they're talking
about. This is like, this is just stunning to me. Look, if you were to ever even try to put plant material in a syringe and inject that into your veins,
it's going to go poorly for
it's
you.
It's going to work once. You're going to get it, you know, you're going to get high one last time if you even make it to that point.
Yeah. That's not a good idea.
Never in the history of marijuana consumption has anyone ever injected it into their veins.
Yeah. Kids don't try that at home.
But it really just goes to show, now this was not the quote. This wasn't the guy that wrote the article. Now he deserves some blame for including that quote. But this was the quote from the DEA's paperwork, okay? So it was the DEA that was trying to make... What they're trying to do is demonize marijuana users. They're trying to make it look like marijuana users are strung
injecting
out heroin junkies.
Right.
And it's just not true.
No.
Going on, similar observations were made by agents at the other stores. Again, there are three stores in question here. In 2005, federal agents tracked Beaumont's personal and business bank accounts with his banks. According to the agents, money from the sale of the drug paraphernalia was traced to the purchase of the car and the residence Beaumont shared with Bennett. According to court records, more than $20,000 in cash was seized from his bank accounts. And the automobile was seized on November 1st. The complaint states the residence doesn't have to be seized at this time, but the property needs to be entered to conduct an inventory and appraisal before it is seized. So, because this guy decided to do marijuana smokers and other smokers the favor of offering these products, which are legal products to sell in the marketplace, at a storefront, a legitimate business you could walk into, because he put his money... He took his hard-earned savings and put it on the line, and maybe some money to some investors as well, and took this risk. Here's his reward. He's now going to lose his car, his home, his savings, his bank accounts,
and
all his inventory.
And it's just proof that, I mean, they're just making things up with this guy because, you know, they're saying that because...
Money laundering.
He bought a car with the money he made, you know, at his business. Well, that's what every business person does. They have to have a car.
Especially in New Hampshire.
Right. It's like, you know, did this guy just open his business last month and rake in $20,000 in profit and then go buy a house and car? No, he's not making a whole lot of money. They only seized $2,000 from the store, only $20,000 in his bank account. He hasn't been laundering money. He's got next to nothing. His margins can't be that big. It's a retail business. How much can you mark up a bowl? More on the way, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Thank you for controlling the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, there's all kinds of ways to do that. One of them is to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So just head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done. Whatever you need to buy, they've got it. 41 categories of products, new and used. Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
I just talked to Savvy Rest today, and I want to thank everybody, the amazing amount of people that have gone and purchased Savvy Rest mattresses because of Free Talk Live.
Really?
Thank you.
Wow, that's fantastic.
They're really comfortable.
They really are.
I've been enjoying mine. 800-259-9231, talking about a pretty outrageous story that could have happened in any town, USA. In this case, it happened here in our very own New Hampshire. The union leader reporting that the federal government, the DEA, has come in and cracked down on a hardworking store owner. No, that's right. They haven't bothered to go and bust any of, apparently, according, I'm reading some of the comments here, apparently there are drug dealers that are selling drugs openly on the west side of Manchester, like everybody knows it that lives there. So apparently the DEA, you know, too hard to go and investigate all those drug dealers. Let's go after the guy who's selling the water pipes instead. I mean, we know where he's
right.
Doing business.
He's not going to move around and not going to give us any problems. He just wants to run a business, so...
Yeah. Outrageous is what it is.
It's
sad. Yeah, it really is. And by the way, the vast majority of the comments here on the Union Leader article are in our they're in favor of our side, in favor of ending this insane war on drugs, because that is what needs to happen. I don't want to confuse anybody. I don't actually want the DEA to go and bust the dealers either. I was just pointing out that the DEA is a bunch of lazy bureaucrats. You know, they're supposed to be going out and cracking down on drugs, but they're not. They're cracking down on a, you know, head shop owner instead.
I always wonder what people that do this for a living, like the DEA thugs, how can you come home and live a normal life? Well, today, honey,
I
cracked in the door of some criminal, and I mean, how could you defend that?
Especially if they have smoked marijuana. That's what baffles the crap out of me.
Most of them probably have.
You know, and Clinton, you remember, he was the president. I mean, he supported all this crap, but he'd smoked marijuana, admitted it.
Well, you know, what is a common...
George Bush was a cokehead, wasn't he?
Well, what does a common street thug think when he comes home after, you know, robbing a few people at gunpoint? I mean, you know, what do they think to themselves?
Well, he thinks he did what he had to do.
Well, I want to know how many of these people actually think that they're doing something good, and how many of them know that they are thugs and they are stealing from people. And I mean, I wonder what the ratio is there.
It's a great question. In fact, Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com was recently at a meeting with some bureaucrats here in Keene.
Ugh.
And he asked one of the enforcers... who was there? It was a meeting about property taxes, and he asked one of the enforcers about the view tax, which is something that essentially what goes on here in New Hampshire is if you've got a pretty view, your property gets valued at a higher rate, and so you have to pay more in taxes because you've got a nice view. And so he asked him, you know, well, morally, do you have any moral qualms, basically, about enforcing this on people, essentially? And the guy didn't want to answer the question. He just conveniently decided to not answer that question.
That's pretty typical of them.
Right.
We just watched that. I saw that clip of Mitt Romney.
Oh, my gosh.
What a jerk. Even if I didn't...
What was the clip?
Well, it was him, a guy in a wheelchair, obviously, I think, at least, telling
muscular
the truth.
Muscular dystrophy,
I believe. He was asking if Mitt Romney would arrest him, have him arrested, and Mitt Romney wouldn't answer the question. He said, well, I don't believe in medical marijuana, and he turned away, and the guy in the wheelchair was saying, excuse me, I just want to know if you'd arrest me, and he just kept walking.
Right. I really don't care whether or not you believe in anything.
Yeah.
I want to know whether or not you're going to put me in jail for using that. That was the Granite Staters for
medical
what
marijuana.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Even if I thought medical marijuana was a terrible thing, I would still think Mitt Romney was a jerk for not answering his question.
Well, I don't know about that, Julia, because you don't really think that way, and you obviously know the guy's a jerk. If you were a drug warrior, you would think, that scummy guy in the wheelchair, how dare he ask Emmett that question?
Just the way that he interacted with the guy bothered me. Because
very rude. And he was on camera, and he knew he was on camera.
Yeah.
And then the cameraman, as he was turning away from the crippled man in the wheelchair, the cameraman called him out. And said, excuse me, Mr. Romney, you didn't answer that man's question. Were you going to answer his question? And Romney looked at the cameraman as he was turning away, and he said, I spoke with the man.
Yeah.
And turned away and, went on to schmooze.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely despicable. So that's what we're dealing with.
How can you look at yourself in the mirror
I don't
night?
Know. And we'll never get them to answer that question, Julia. All we can do is sit here and speculate about it. Because these drug warriors, they don't want to come on and defend themselves. They don't want. They refuse to defend the status quo.
What a pathetic, scummy position.
Yeah, they are pathetic and scummy. They're the lowest of the lows. Drug dealers are more honorable than these thugs in the DEA. And that's not saying much.
No, it's not saying much.
1-800-259-9231. Again, some stores, some head shops, three of them. I mean, the guys, you don't start up by opening three head shops. You start by opening one head shop, right?
Yeah.
And then you have some success. You decide, hey, this is working. Let's try it in the next town over.
As I understand it, it's a pretty tough business to start up a head shop.
Any retail business.
Yeah, anything where you have to buy inventory. Because if you don't succeed, then you just have a bunch of water pipes.
Yeah, you got a bunch of pipes.
Yeah, congratulations.
So, obviously,
I suppose you can go to the flea market and try to unload them.
Obviously, the guy's business is working. He expanded. He opened two new stores, which of course means it's three times the booty for the DEA to come and steal from people. And I just find it absolutely sad. The war on drugs needs to end because we need to stop putting our friends and family members and apparently business partners in jail because they've decided they would like to recreate with something besides alcohol or cigarettes.
Which, if you compare marijuana to alcohol, you'll find that it's far superior as a mind-altering substance.
It's safer, and in that it's superior in that way. It's safer. Mm-hmm. You can't poison yourself with marijuana. So
people don't become as violent on marijuana.
Right. And really, the violence is coming from the government. These government goons, DEA thugs, come in kicking in businesses' doors, stealing people's houses and cars from them, and then you've got to go and prove yourself innocent in order to get them back? That's how it works. It's called asset forfeiture. If they see something of yours that they want, all they have to do, let's say they want your car, all they have to do is pull you over, plant a little bit of marijuana or crack cocaine in the back seat, say, huh, what's this? And then they get to take your car from you.
Mm.
In fact, in many cases, they don't even really have to have any evidence. They can just accuse you of selling drugs.
And that very scenario has taken place. They've proven it.
Yeah. They just accuse somebody of selling drugs, and then they get to take their house. Can you believe this? I mean, this is what
happening. Their renter is accused, and they take
their
house.
That's happened too. The landlord gets his house taken. He didn't even know what was going on. And so you're supposed to know what your renters are doing?
How can you control
and
them?
We're not even, you have renters on the other side. You're not legally allowed to go in their house without.
Not without 24 hours notice. Not without notice. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. How do you feel about these DEA raids or whatever you want to bring up, Ghost? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started?
If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running, and if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those. And those features include the wiki, over 1,450 pages, created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. I was just playing with mine during the break.
800-259-9231. Let's go right into the phone calls here. I know, Mark, you had an email about immigration. Hopefully we'll get to that. But first, let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike, on the amp line.
Hey, guys. I had one comment and a concern. One of them, I'm just completely disgusted with what's happened with the Liberty Dollar.
Mm.
I feel like my line in the sand has been crossed.
Excellent. I hope you're not the only one. Of course, you're referring to the Liberty Dollar, a great alternative private currency, an alternative to the U.S. dollar. They had their offices raided and all their inventory, their vaults, stolen from by the federal government. They took everything.
What I've decided to do about it is my wife and I have signed up to come out for the Liberty Forum in January.
Excellent.
Where her and I, along with my 4 children, will be signing up for the Free State Project.
Wow, that's great.
Family from Illinois to New Hampshire.
Congratulations, sir. That's a big move. It's a big commitment. And this was the event that pushed you over the edge, huh? The Liberty Dollar being raided?
Well, it was a lot of the excitement with the Ron Paul campaign, but when I heard about this yesterday, I guess you could say, yeah, that was it.
Super. So what else did you have on your mind?
The concern that I have about it, though, is that in light of what happened with the Liberty Dollar, I don't know if they're going to start going after the, I forget what the term is, the dealers of the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, the RCOs, the sort of distributors, the upper-level distributors.
Yeah, I guess I look at that as a list now of people that the government has now to go after. And
they got all kinds of lists.
Why shouldn't I be afraid after I sign up for the Free State Project? Now they can get that list to use for whatever purposes they want to keep an eye on me. I mean, is the Free State Project people, do they address those kind of concerns?
Well, first off, I'd like to point out that you are a Free Talk Live amplifier, which means you're on our list. And
yes,
secondly, you know, it's a concern. It's a concern that a lot of people have, and I'm sure there are a number of people that have moved to New Hampshire or will move to New Hampshire without ever signing up for the Free State Project simply because of that concern.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm not too worried. You know, what I do is out in the open. I'm a publicly known activist. It doesn't bother me. I'm not afraid of these people anymore. I mean, at one time in my life, I was afraid of the federal government. At this point, no. They're just a gang, and they need to be resisted.
I'm still afraid of the federal government. They're quite scary.
Well, you know what? They're out there, and if they want you, there's nothing really that much that you can do to stop them from coming after you. I mean, here's another thing you have to ask yourself, Mike, is that if you're going to join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire relatively soon, presumably you're going to be active in some way, and that may involve meeting up with other activists in public, which means that, you know, if you go to, here in Keene, we have social Sundays where people go and get together and hang out, and they've got Taproom Tuesdays over in Manchester, for instance, and, you know, there's certainly a chance that the feds could send some sort of agent provocateur in there and take notes and take names and follow people home. I mean, you could go off the deep end with paranoia if you want to, but really, I mean, the question is, what can they do to you for being a member of the Free State Project?
Oh, well, I just wanted to point out real quick, I'm a member of the Free State Project. I just wanted to make it clear that I would be lying if I said that I wasn't afraid of the federal government.
Sure, I understand. Mike, your thoughts?
Well, so I guess if my name's already on some list, it's too late anyway, so.
Yeah, you see, you might as well go all out.
And I've never seen anything like what the concerns are of the federal government coming in and going after us or anything like that. I've never seen anything like that. We are so open and exposed that they don't have to try to infiltrate and get people. You know, we're on the television here. We're on the radio.
Right.
We claim to be Free State Project members.
And
so
the more people that come here, the safer everybody is. Because if they do go after somebody, then they know by now, after arresting Lauren Canario, for instance, that people rally behind them. That arresting a Free State Project member means that there's going to be people calling their offices and, you know, sending them emails and asking them a bunch of questions, getting them on camera, that sort of thing. And this is in a, you know, level of attention they're not really particularly looking for. The one example of a Free Stater that has been investigated by the federal government, there has been an example, and it was a guy that was making what were perceived as violent sort of threats on the internet. They did go ahead and look into him. But even in that particular case, again, a number of people rallied behind him.
Didn't they chicken out in coming to meet him?
Yes, they did back down. I don't believe anything has come from that. And again, you know, a bunch of people came behind this guy and said, look, he may be a little bit kooky. We might not necessarily agree with his viewpoint, but we don't think that he's going to be violent, and we don't think he was actually, he didn't overtly necessarily threaten anything, but
hasn't hurt anybody.
Was sort of coming close. He was sort of skirting the violence issue. So if you aren't coming here to, you know, stir up a bunch of violence, I don't really see what they could go after you for. I mean, think about with the Liberty Dollar. They went after them because there's gold and silver there. Same thing with the marijuana distributorships out in California. There's marijuana and there's cash. With the guy that runs the head shop, there's cash. There's product that they can confiscate. You know, with individuals, there's just not as much interest necessarily, unless you've got a bank account with $500,000 sitting in it. You know, then they might target you.
All right. Well, yeah, our concerns that we had regarding that, they're not going to prevent us from signing up for it. I just
no, that's good.
Appreciate your input on it.
Very good, Mike. Any other thoughts?
Oh, no, not tonight. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. You know, it's something that it's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, people are concerned with it.
Right. I mean, a lot of the people that are joining the Free State Project, like Mike there, he's had a line that was crossed. You know, he got pushed over that line. He's probably never even been an activist up until now. So this is a new world for him. Stepping out and making his viewpoint known can feel like a dangerous thing. I mean, in these revolutionary times, in a time where the government is so oppressive and so dangerous and so threatening to liberty, I understand the fear. I understand it completely. I empathize with it, but I have to encourage those of you who are fearing the federal government, please, take that fear and just put it aside and move ahead with your lives, move ahead with your activism, and do what you're going to do, because nothing was ever accomplished by cowering in a corner somewhere.
See, now, I never felt oppressed in any way. I didn't feel like the government was oppressive for me in my life. It's just that doing a radio show where we talk about current events on a regular basis and take them from a liberty mindset, I get to see a great deal of the incidents, that the oppression that the government, you know, just puts on different people in different places. And I understand that if I didn't stand up and do something about the government and what it was doing, just here and there, some people that were selling gold and silver, some people that are selling, you know, smoking marijuana because of their medical conditions, some people that happen to be in the wrong place and be the wrong color, and some cops kick their heads in. If I didn't do something about those people, that at some point they were going to come after me.
Sure. Absolutely right. And so, again, I encourage people to just put their fears aside and move ahead with the activism. Because look at the difference between where we are now and what happened to the last revolution. You know, the last revolution, violent, dangerous. The people, the revolutionaries, the guys, they laid it all on the line.
They sure did.
Their properties could have been torched. Many of them were. Their lives could
have
been ended.
Their fortune and their sacred honor.
Right. I mean, they put it all on the line. All we really have to do is move to New Hampshire and hang out with our friends and go and get active and do things, draw attention to ourselves. If one of us gets an undue amount of attention from the federal government or state government or whoever, then we're not out in the wilderness. You know, we're not out in the woods on 100 acres somewhere.
This isn't Valley Forge.
Right.
We have heaters.
All by ourselves, you know, with nobody around. You couldn't pick up a phone in the 1700s. Now you've got phone, you've got internet, you've got the radio, you've got all kinds of ways to bring people, bring people's attention to your plight, should you encounter some plight. But I think that the more people come here, the less likely they are to make a move. So, hopefully you'll agree with me. 800-259-9231, because now is the time to make a stand for liberty. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And those features include the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's go right into the phone calls here. Talk to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, good, what's girl on your mind, Matthew?
Not too much. I wanted to state that a lot of the debates that I hear between the host and the show are between a very strict, ethically driven, I won't say the other side is unethical, but you understand what
he
I'm
does
saying. Well, I'm sure he does. But it's between these two points of view that, when you break them right down, are both bound, at least to some extent, by morality. And I'd also like to point out that there are a lot of people in the liberty movement who don't like the idea of having to bow a knee to anybody, but aren't...
To have to what? I'm sorry. Bow a knee.
To bow a knee to any...
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But who are utilitarians like me, who are not constrained by those same methods, and I think that might be a side that hasn't been fully explored, because I understand that people like Ian and Mark won't do certain things or won't go to a certain level because they've either agreed to do so through the nonviolent or non-initiation of force and whatnot, but I personally have no problem initiating force on people. But by the same token...
And I'm sorry, you call yourself a libertarian?
No, a utilitarian.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were part of the liberty movement.
I am, but... Because
how is that exactly?
Because it benefits me.
And
I gain more benefits. I gain more benefits by everyone being free than by everyone being enslaved by the federal government.
Okay, so that's true. It's certainly a utilitarian approach. Give me some examples of some areas where you would have no qualms initiating force on people.
If it came down to a situation to where force was involved. Let's say the peaceful methodology that's being proposed, which I agree with because it's simply...
It works.
It's a better system than violence. It may not be quicker, but it's certainly less messy.
Mm-hmm.
If it came down to that, I wouldn't be constrained by ethical behavior.
You're talking about in regards to the government, though. Now, one could make the argument that that the government has already initiated the force, so therefore any therefore it would simply be retaliatory force, not initiated force.
I suppose, but again, that's a debate I don't need to have.
Right, and because I'm with you, because we've already, you know, we certainly discussed it to death on this show that violence doesn't usually bring about the ends that you're looking for. In fact, what it will bring about is more violence and escalation.
Right. The government knows how to deal with violence.
Yeah, so I'm in agreeance with you, and I just wanted to clarify how one might justify, one who only believed in defensive force might justify that sort of violence.
And I agree, and I understand that. And like I said, it's maybe splitting hairs, but I think it's important to realize that there are people out there that under no circumstances are bound in ethical manners. And, you know, it may make me sound like a bad guy, and maybe I am to that extent, but when it comes to morality, the reason I treat others well isn't because I think I should. It's because it's the most efficient way for me to get through life with the fewest problems.
You know, I think that to some extent that's the way it is for me, too.
Well, that's why most people do it.
I've learned that, trying to force people to do things doesn't work. Being manipulative doesn't work. It often backfires, those kind of things. So I think that I may be in your corner on this.
Well, in my opinion, that's the reason why it's wrong to do those things, because it throws a wrench into everything. I mean, there are reasons behind the morality issue, and I think that's what it is.
And because I personally wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. I don't like being forced, so why would
I? That's the moral aspect.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, that's rational as well. It's not just moral. It's just
right.
A matter of, don't harm me, I won't harm you. I don't know if that's necessarily moral. I think it's just the right thing to do.
And the right thing to do is a moral position. The reason I don't harm people is because I realize that in the current situation I'm in, the likelihood of that not coming back to harm me directly is minute.
Right.
If I do something to someone else, I will be punished for it. Now, that might
right, and that's the reason why
individuals.
That's the reason why it's the right thing to do, because you're going to suffer some nasty consequences if you behave in any other fashion.
Agreed, but I guess the point I was trying to make at that time to Julia was that it has nothing to do with it's because I don't want it done to me. It's only because it will be done to me. If there was a situation to where it was more advantageous to me to do something terrible to someone else than it was disastrous to me, I would do that. Not because, I want to hurt people, but mm-hmm. simply because, you know, when
you're
I
add utilitarian.
Pros and cons,
yeah.
Exactly.
All right. You've made your position clear. Any other thoughts?
I really enjoy the message you guys put out, and I agree at least with the ends that you propose. So
thank
I'm
you,
with
Matthew.
You to the end.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hey, he's on our side.
Yeah,
we're going in the same direction.
And he sees the logic in it all.
Julia?
Oh, I guess I'm just a little confused about the I would hurt somebody maybe if I was going to get. Well, I just have no desire to hurt people. I don't know.
I don't know if he was saying he had a desire
I understand that.
He was just saying that if the opportunity came up, perhaps if he could, I don't know, just to create a little scenario, take out a few bureaucrats without anybody ever knowing about it, he might do it. I, on the other hand, would not.
No,
because it's just repugnant to me. I mean, I would rather help those people understand that what they're doing is wrong and help them understand that taking things from people without their permission is theft, and that's not very nice, and we should move in a more voluntary direction.
Sometimes I get upset enough to understand.
Oh, I totally understand. Like with this poor guy getting his head shops raided, that makes me, I mean, in my... on the inside, it makes me feel like doing something awful, but I wouldn't do it.
It's just not going to work.
It won't.
If you evaluate it, generally, it's just not going to be of any benefit.
All right, and that's what he was doing as a utilitarian. And the definition of a utilitarian is somebody that does what will result in the most good, right?
Right,
that's,
for them,
that's
for them.
For them or whoever they're looking to do good for.
Right.
Isn't that basically that's one of the most basic principles in life. If you want to get, basically you have to please others, and in return you will get what you want.
Yep.
That's why Ian and my philosophies tend to intersect so well, is because I'm really about utilitarianism and trying to make things work, and, you know, small government works for that. Ian's for almost no government at all, but the parts that he wants to get rid of, you know, they're more about force and that kind of thing. So, you know, it corresponds very well.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff in Reno. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff?
Yeah, you guys were talking about the DEA a little bit earlier, and, you know, I just want to know what's the DEA smoking? What kind of pills are they taking? You know, not only that,
whatever they want.
No, let me make a point here, guys. Not only that, what is state and federal prosecutors, what are they smoking and what kind of pills are they taking? Let me point something out to you guys. There's a law, it's a federal statute, a federal law, and most state and federal prosecutors, okay, there's usually more than one drug defendant, and what happens is usually they get another guy to testify against another guy to get a reduced sentence, or mm-hmm. even immunity for that matter. And there's a federal statute that state and federal prosecutors violate on a daily basis. And it's not only the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals has already ruled that this is not only unlawful but inadmissible in court, their testimony, mm-hmm. and they've already ruled, plus the misconduct, the prosecutor can actually receive 2 years in prison for doing this. And the law is Title 18, United States Code, Section 201C2.
I'm sure everybody's got their pencils out.
How do we get them to obey these laws?
You can't.
Well, they violate this law on a daily basis. That is state and federal prosecutors, sure. The DEA, and this law is just not related to drug cases, but it's also related across the board to other crimes, and they violate that law every day.
Oh, hey, what's new? I mean, they violate all kinds of laws every single day, and there's not much we can really do about it. Now, is this DJ Blaze?
Yes, it is. I haven't called in quite some time.
We missed you.
You said you'd given up on Free Talk Live. You'd thrown in the towel.
You're too good of a caller to go away for too long.
Hey, guys, you can do a simple Google search and type in Renegade Movement to check out that law I'm talking about. It's at the top. It's a very new link that I posted. And just do a simple Google search and type in Renegade Movement.
All right, DJ Blaze.
I'm
sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks for the call. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. They never stay away for long.
Yes.
They say they're going to go.
It's like a drug that freaks
out live. Always come back for more.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.